Thank you for holding. Is this Ian?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. Let's go.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara.
Yeah.
She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, if any pop up, let me know. I've been around for a while. She wanted me to just go over some pricing and details, but she did tell me that your business was fairly new. You just started last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're doing Home Advisor right now?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Second week.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to let you know, the major benefit to you in putting yourself on the first page of Google or even in this conversation today is that we even have a spot available. There's only three guys that show up on that first page, and that's where 90% of customers actually make their buying decision. We have one slot available currently, but once we fill that position, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
When did y'all get the other two filled?
The other two have been filled. The other one opened up yesterday. So we already had all three of them filled, but we had one guy that's relocating to another area. So that's what prompted Google.
How many people have y'all called to fill this position?
I think you're the fourth one on the list right now. The list has a total of 36 of you in the excavation category for this parish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of guys in the area that do excavation, but the ones that are up there now are like LV Inkenbrandt. I don't know if you heard of that before.
Yeah, I heard the list. I don't know any of them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Underneath those top three guys on Google, there's a Home Advisor listing, and it has 20 of you, and you're on that list.
Mm.
So basically, if somebody goes past my guys and clicks on Home Advisor, they get turned into a lead and they'll get sent to you and a couple other guys on that list. I know Home Advisor is going to charge you for the lead whether you get the job or not. So it's usually a lot better for your company if you just market yourself independently and let people call you directly off the first page. That's what we're offering to do. You don't get charged per lead. You don't have to deal with the leads going to four or five other guys. And it increases the call volume that you get and the success that you get if it's not being saturated with competitors throwing quotes at them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you can see the value in letting people call you directly off the first page and not having to pay for every single lead, right?
Mm-hmm. So how much would it be?
Well, with the discounts and the website included, it'd be $199. So it's $199 on a month-to-month basis.
For how long?
That would be for as long as you're with us. So if you come on board today, I'll lock in at that discounted rate.
Okay, so what's the other benefits of this versus Home Advisor?
Well, again, we're marketing you independently, and you're on Google. So you cancel Home Advisor tomorrow, all your reviews, everything that you built, gone. You cancel our services in 6 months, 2 months, 3 months, whenever. All your reviews, everything are still there. Once you verify yourself as a legitimate business on Google, you exist. So, you know, we have a joke where we say you haven't really started your business until you put yourself on Google. So we'll verify you and start developing your online reputation there. So you exist, even if you're not doing our optimization, people could still find your business name, see your reviews, adds a lot of credibility. But aside from that, we do list you on 60 other trusted directories that you could generate leads from too. Things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. You're on the first page of Bing. They use the Google top three to recommend their top five. So you're on the second most popular search engine as well as the first. Those two alone should be able to keep you pretty consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten five jobs already in the past week, man. So I'm just curious how much more, sorry, I'm hoarse right now, how much more I would be getting through Google.
Yeah, so Google doesn't allow us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients. You know, we put you up there and we tell the community you're the best, but they still got to pick you and call you at the end of the day. What I can say, though, is for a 50-mile radius around Hammond, there's been 1,812 searches in the last 30 days for an excavation contractor. We list you for more than just excavation. We list you for 15 different keywords at a time. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 calls, but, you know, even if you're the worst salesman in the world and you can only get, like, 1% of what's out there, I think you'll do just fine.
Yeah, well, me and my partner are actually looking to merge and change the name to not just excavation, but I'm still trying to think about what to go with, like construction or what it needs to say. I don't know.
Is he a general contractor, or what other services are you trying to do?
I mean, it's mostly dirt work and home, you know, home prep, building prep,
site preparation,
whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Ditching, grading, sloping, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, grading, sloping, and site clearing, as well as site prep, all fall within your industry. So you wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily have to change your name unless you wanted to. I know it says Ian Robertson Excavation, but if you want to get your name out of there.
Well, yeah, I'm wanting my name out and not excavation. I don't want them to skip over thinking they don't need excavation. Well, you know.
Well,
it just like.
I mean that
thing maybe called construction.
Yeah, I mean that's really up to you and him or you to go over. What I can say is that you know, let's say we started you out as Ian Robinson, for example, and then tomorrow you called me and you said, "Hey, I want to swap my name out." We could do that. You know, as long as the address, the phone number. Yeah, I'm not going to charge you anything extra.
Okay.
I'm not charging you for that. What you're paying for is the programming and to solicit the spot. It's my job to make sure that the information on that is accurate, not just for you, but for the end user as well.
Yeah. So can we not put an address? Can it just be labeled as Hammond?
I don't
like that part.
Well, it can be seen as just Hammond. And it can have the state, like, you could say Hammond, L.A., 70401. Yeah. But we're still going to have to take down your street address and send you a postcard there. But I can make it so the customers don't actually see the street address and just see the city, state, and zip.
Yeah, I don't want that, but Angie has that, yeah.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, we'll do a name, address, and phone number cleanup, so all the directories that we submit you to will have it hidden.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a call earlier from Jaron.
Jaron?
The name of the bill? Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard that name a few times. I think there's a guy downstairs that works here named Jaron.
Okay, yeah.
He's one of our entry-level guys, kind of like Tara, the girl you spoke with. What prevented you from moving forward?
Well, I was at work busy, and I had him call my partner, and they talked to him. He said the pricing was a lot higher than what you told me.
Yeah, well, it is. You know, I've given you a discounted rate. Tara asked me to give you a discounted rate because your company's new. Otherwise, she could have handled the conversation herself. But once it gets to a point of applying discounts, waiving fees for websites, you know, you got to get a director on the line. I usually don't even hop on the phones. I haven't been on the phone in 3 days.
No, I don't appreciate it
anymore. Yeah, but it's just a technical or technicality as far as just overriding it and making sure that it's going to make sense for our company too if we do something like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. Why was it so hard to get this spot filled?
It's not necessarily difficult. I mean, they usually fill it on their own without me having to lift a finger. You know, pretty much what I do is I just pump the qualified candidates into our dialer system, and then it's like a boiler room down there. Tara and them just go calling the qualified candidates for that area until they fill the spots, and then we just move on, different industry, different area. Google has us do this all over the U.S., so, I mean, we got pizza shops opening up in Florida and excavation contractors in Louisiana and roofing contractors in Texas. And they pop up, and they tell us who's eligible, and then we go out and seek and destroy pretty much. none of them are really difficult to fill. I mean, any business owner that's done their research usually is pretty ready to go. They usually fill 4 or 5 phone calls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and being independent, I wonder how it's, I'm just trying to think of what's good about Angie or HomeAdvisor and what's...
Well, it's not a lot. I mean, if you went on Google and you typed in FTC versus HomeAdvisor, I'm sure you've heard of the FTC before, right?
No.
The Federal Trade Commission?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, if the Federal Trade Commission ever sends you a letter, just know your business. You're going out of business.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission can just shut you down and get your license taken away, everything, if they really wanted to.
How?
Committing some kind of tax fraud or doing something that was not. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, the IRS can also do some stuff, you know, shut you down, bankrupt you, but the FTC can close your doors, you know.
So this all, I mean, not that I plan on doing anything illegal, but, I mean, I'm really figuring all this out right now, still. So, I mean, that kind of puts a target on me being the first couple spots on Google search.
No, not necessarily. You know, the fact that you even qualify or that we're even having a conversation about this, it means you're moving in the right direction. And having the credibility that you've been background screened and looked into, it actually provides you with some extra security that you're legitimate and you're not out there doing something crooked. You know, bad guys hide. Good guys are in front of you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And they always say that the best place to hide is right in front of their face. Because then they don't suspect anything, you know? And make friendly with them. But no, you're fine. We're not concerned about you doing anything negative. The reason I mentioned the FTC is that the FTC, if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, HomeAdvisor is on the brink of getting shut down because they sell one lead to like five guys and they charge all of you even if you don't get the job. Yeah. So that means 80% of the time when somebody gets sent a number, they get charged 40, 50 bucks and don't get anything in return. Sounds like a scam to me.
I just had a heated conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a heated conversation Thursday about that with them. Two people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was unhappy.
Right. So, you know, you're asking what's good about that. Well, you know, we know what's going to make sense before we call you. You know, I don't put my reps and Google doesn't put our company in position to waste our time or your time. So they look into those things before they put you on the list. We wouldn't call you up offering you something that wasn't better than what we see you're already using. And Google can see everything you're using because they're using Google, you know? So it's like you can't hide it. So, you know, we know it's better than what you already have. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And we don't need to have you sign up for a year to prove it to you either. We'll go month to month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all be interested in some sort of platform that they can fill out online and that we can kind of keep up with who's in line for this job and that job and their time, you know,
every client that we sign up has a tracking system, Ian, so that you'll get access. Yeah. You can even download it to your phone. We have an app you can download and it tracks all the calls you're getting, what service they looked up to find you, what zip code they searched from. If they call you from a mobile device, it records it. You have the recordings. So we can actually show you every client that we're bringing in for your company each month.
Okay.
So that way it's not like, oh, you're just spending $199 with us, you know. If you ever call me up and go, hey, what am I paying you guys for? I'll be able to show you. And with the kind of work that you do, it's pretty easy to make it make sense. You know, one excavation job, probably pay for the $199 for the next 6 months to a year. Yeah.
Obviously, so what's the benefit? So what's the benefit of only doing $199 versus seeing the percentage of work that I get?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, the only time you'd want to pay more is if you wanted to cover more ground. You know, $199 is going to cover about a 30-mile radius around your address for up to 15 different keywords or services. Now, let's say you want to go 50 miles, you want to go 100 miles. We could do that, but we have to add a service. It's called Google Ads. Now you have a little ad next to your name at the very top of the screen. You've probably seen those guys. They're just above the guys who are on the map where we're talking about listing you now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so cost will go up. So the idea here is to start you out with this 30-mile radius of $199, have you evaluate your return on investment. You probably cancel HomeAdvisor after a couple months. Maybe you hire some guys, and then you call us up going, hey, I want to expand. I got another truck. I could send it out this way. I could work two jobs at a time. And then we can obviously expand you. You know, at that point, we have a conversation about spending some more money. You're probably going to have to grow to a 50 or 100-mile radius. And the more ground you cover, the more excavation opportunities and site clearing opportunities you're going to get, right? More dirt to be pushed around. And then, you know, we could talk about growing you. So it could go up. If you want to do a 50-mile radius, you know, you're looking at $299. You want to go 100-mile radius, then you're looking at $599, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's really just based off of your business's capacity. Right now, you're a new business that's just starting out, and I don't think it's necessary to add all those extras and all that service area. I just solely want to get you what you need to get you started and start getting a consistent flow of customers. And once we have that, then we can grow it progressively, where it makes sense. You know, let the jobs that you're working on make the money to pay for your expansion rather than you just taking money out of your pocket in order to start going crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
All right.
If it doesn't make sense, it don't
One
make
more
dollars.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. So so if you're saying you only have three people in this area that are going to be on that top, whatever, top tier, top search?
Mm-hmm.
So how many do y'all have in each area? Three in each area?
Oh, no. It's usually a 30-mile radius is classified as an area. So each radius is going to run three different guys. And then if those guys are doing more than that or want to do more than that, you'll see them appearing in the local section and in your ad section. So sometimes you'll see guys up there twice. They'll be on the first page in that top recommended in the ads, and then they'll be in the top recommended locally because they're a local business that's also doing ads. So those guys are going to be paying $5.99 usually, or sometimes $2.99 for those campaigns. Yep. So really just depends, but I don't think it makes sense for you to start out like that. I'm not going to deny it to you if you say, hey, you want to do it that way. I'll launch your campaign that way.
Yeah. You know, I'm physically not ready.
Yeah, I'm just coming from a logical perspective, too. I don't want to inundate you with phone calls, and then you can't go out to them anyway, you know?
No, I mean, and right now I still work a full-time job.
Oh, wow, so. Well, then $199 would be it. What you need to do is start small and then and develop your pipeline to the until you get comfortable, obviously. Don't leave your day job until that pipeline's developed. I would say it's gonna take a couple months to get there, though. To be honest with you.
Well, yeah. Like I said, last week, Angie filed seven or eight jobs, that actually, you know,
turned into
answered something. So, and now, but we have three lined up just from last week. So, nice. But that was a headache. This is what I'm getting at. So
yeah, it's a headache and it's not cost efficient, you know?
Yeah.
For seven leads, you know, you're probably spending a lot more than $199 because
they're putting $250 already.
Yeah, exactly. And they're putting themselves on Google, and you got to remember they're reselling the leads, so they got to make some money too. You know, but all they're doing is relaying information. Somebody fills out a form on that site, they go, okay, and then they take the information and they text it out to five of you. They debit all of your accounts, $30, $40, $50. One of you gets the job. Whoever can make friends with that homeowner or convince them that you're the best guy for the job after you get it.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, it's not horrible. I think it's kind of good for the homeowners, but the business owners are the ones who get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, that's what I told them. I said, this is awesome for y'all. I said, but for me, it's horrible.
Yeah. I know. I've been doing this for 10 years, so I can't tell you how many guys that I've helped get out of that system, or, you know, I've heard some crazy stories, and I've also heard some really good things, you know. I know there's probably, you know, a quarter of the guys on there do really well, but the 75% is what the Federal Trade Commission's concerned about, and that's why they're considering shutting them down again. You know, they were shut down once before in 2012. Yeah, and then they came back in 2014. And then they bought Angie's List in 2017 and renamed them Angie's Leads. and they got caught selling the same leads on the same platform. So if the Federal Trade Commission shuts them down, Google loses about $7 million a month that HomeAdvisor is given to them in order to be on the first page of Google for home improvement projects and services.
Yeah.
So they've actually created their own campaign called Google Guarantee, where it's a pay-per-lead service where the leads are guaranteed to be exclusive and only go to you, and they give the homeowners like a $2,000 insurance, or the business owner $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job. So that's something that we can advance you into too. Obviously, they do an extensive background screening before you do that, but I don't have any concerns about you passing any background screenings.
No.
Yeah, so
yeah, just, I mean,
there's
if we
a lot
do
of
it,
opportunity to grow from here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I will be in touch. I mean, if you're doing a local campaign at $199, I'm your guy. Like, you're going to have my direct number and extension, and we're walking you through everything. You know, we kind of assume everybody we work with is 75 years old and computer illiterate, and we just kind of walk you guys through it, make sure it's working for you. And that's really what our partnership with Google is all about. If we get in there and we make sure that every business owner is successful with it, even though they're computer illiterate, then, you know, Google's going to have a reoccurring pipeline of revenue. They're never going to leave it. Whereas if they try to tell you, hey, go in there, figure it out yourself, well, you're going to cancel it. There's no point in spending money on something if you can't make it work, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain all this to my partner, but I want him to know everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, the service is month to month. So, I mean, some things in life, you know, it's like you don't learn how to drive by reading a book. You just get behind the wheel and go. And that's pretty much what it is. You're not going to understand how this all works until you're on the first page. You get the call from the customer. You go out there. You're like, okay, I got to answer my phone this way. I got to ask for the reviews this way. I got to make sure the jobs are done this way, you know.
Yeah.
All just, you get in, you go, and every business is different, so we'll customize it as we go to make sure that it's working for you. What I can say is if you go forward with it, we will make it work for you. We just got to make sure we're listing you properly and in the right areas, and, you know, knowing what to avoid and what to target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that you could reach out to him, maybe?
I mean, I could, but all we have is Ian Robertson here, and that's what.
I know, but
we don't have another business on this account.
I know it, but it is. I mean, heck, I don't even know how you guys know about this. This is only supposed to be through Angie. That's what's blowing my mind. Well,
Angie's is on HomeAdvisor, and HomeAdvisor's on Google. Google's a search engine; it's not a directory. Any of those directories that are on Google is going to be submitting their information and your information to Google. So when Google does a broad match for somebody who does excavation, and your business name is Ian Robertson Excavation, it's going to throw you in that category, especially if you're within the service area that they're looking to fill the spot. And then they go dig and see if they could find bad reviews, how long you've been in business, things like that. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys get paid for every click too, right?
No. That's Google Ads. So that would be the advanced campaign. This campaign is just $199 for the local.
I got
you. So you don't get any extra charges. The $199 cover you all the way up till January 12th, and then at that time be $199 and stay that way unless you call me up and want to change it or grow your business.
Yeah. All right. One more question. So we were talking about an account set up, you know, for Angie, that the payments would come through a separate account. Because right now, my checking account is set up on it, and I don't like that at all. So could this be where, like, if we agree on it, that we lock it in, but yet we can work together and somehow, you know, get it into a separate account? You know, to where we can dump money into that and then be for this, and we're not to do my checking account.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of business owners have a business account. If you don't already have one, I'd recommend getting one, because then you can track all your write-offs a lot easier. It's a lot easier to just go to your bank, get a bank statement, and give that to your tax guy. You know, you got all your write-offs right there. You know, so I definitely recommend it if this is your first rodeo. tax-wise. Yeah. But this is also considered a business expense. So really, you'll get it back because you write it off. So it's not going to cost your company anything to do this. The money is basically a technicality from the way your tax setup would be. Yeah. We could start it out with one payment method, and I texted you my contact information. When you get yourself squared away with the bank and you want to switch it out, it's just a phone call. You know, I could swap it out for you. There's also a tracking system that'll have a billing section in there, and you can go into your tracking system in that app, and you could swap it out yourself if you'd like. Just depends on if you're
swap it out.
Savvy enough.
What do you mean?
You could change your billing information.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so like if you got a different business account, you'd get a different business card, and then you just switch the card numbers in there. And if that's confusing, you know, just obviously once you get the business account, just call me and I could swap it out for you.
Yeah, I got you.
It's pretty simple.
Mean,
it sounds like a lot, but
it sounds simple. It sounds simple now, but once I get 500 new things on my mind tomorrow, it may be a different story.
Well, that's more of a reason why you should have something like this, you know? If you don't have somebody to help you with it, then it's going to get left by the wayside or neglected. And it's a pretty essential part of having a company.
Yeah, I agree. What was her name? The girl I spoke with?
Yeah.
Yeah, she suggested that we call the guy's name is Brandon, and he actually is – I have him down on my, on the Angie thing. So he is part of it, but it's just not his name on the business. Anyway, she said maybe we should call him on three-way, but I mean, I'd rather not be in the way of you and him talking. If you could tell him everything you told me, and then me and him will get together and talk about it.
Yeah.
But we can hold the spot now.
Yeah. See, that's the hiccup that I have. It's like, I'm not in the call center. I call it the boiler room, but I'm not down there. That's I don't know if you heard when she transferred the call. They're two floors down. And so they just call out. You know, basically, if I don't fill it, they'll fill it. You know, basically they just call out until it's like, hey, that spot's closed out. What I don't want to happen is I go call your guy and let's say I spend 30 minutes to an hour explaining it to your guy and your guy goes, no. Or your guy goes, oh, okay, I want to do it, call Ian. And then they go, actually, that spot's filled. You know? It's kind of a waste of everybody's time. That's kind of what I'm trying to avoid.
Well, can we hold it to where it doesn't get to until we get done talking about it?
Yeah, but then we also run the risk of setting us back for a half day, you know? Our job is to fill these spots, you know?
But your guy, Jaron, called me at 12 o'clock today with the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
it's open. Yeah, there's a difference between calling you back if it's open or actually holding it. Holding it would require me to stop them from being able to reach out to anybody else about the opportunity, you know? There's a difference in the verbiage there that you're asking me to do.
I got you.
The big reason that they asked me to get on the line was to approve the discount and then, you know, waive the setup fee and put it on a month-to-month. So, you know, if you tried it for a month, Ian, and you'd really decided you didn't want to do it, I'd cancel you out. I mean, I'm not charging you anything for it, you know, realistically. You know, that first month goes right into your 2023 write-offs. But I don't think you're going to cancel it. I mean, if you compare it side-by-side with what you're doing with Home Advisor now, and you show this to your partner, it's kind of a no-brainer to be on Google and just let people call you directly rather than go through a third party that's putting themselves on Google and reselling you the information for a marked-up price.
So wait, they're putting me on...
They're putting themselves on Google. If you look up excavation in Hammond, I was trying to explain that to you earlier. If you look up excavation in Hammond, and then there's three guys that show, that's the area we're talking about listing here right next to the map there, and then go right underneath it, and then there's a Home Advisor listing. It's got 20 of you on there. 20 excavate. You're on that list. So they put themselves on Google. It says top excavation contractors in Hammond. They have their own listing up there underneath these top recommended local guys, right? So if somebody scrolls past my guys and they click on that, they get turned into a lead, and that's what Home Advisor is selling to you now. That's what you guys are paying for now. So if we list you independently up here, people can call you directly, and that's what most of them do. Yeah. 90% of the people that do a search on Google pick from the guys in the top recommended section there.
Yeah.
So they're calling you directly as a live call instead of a lead that's getting texted to your phone that you got to call back and convince them to pick you over the other guys that have been calling them.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to explain.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't understanding because Angie, I don't think it's a call. I think you fill out information and then they call me.
Right. Well, they could call it, and then there's an automated answering system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lady. I don't know if you ever heard it before, but it's like
I've
heard it a lot of times. It's annoying. Yeah, but it's like a pre-screen, so it'll ask them some questions, and then it says, okay, a trusted contractor will be with you shortly. So they can talk into it if they call it. And then it'll create the form, and that they'll text that to you guys, and then you guys go calling it back as quickly as you can, right? So they tell you to do that. Yeah. So there's that, or they could just click on it and fill it out if they're on a PC too, if they want to do that, and they fill it out, and then the contractors call them. But either way, it's getting sent to like four or five of you. That's my point. Whether they call in or they fill it out, you know, they're dispersing that to a couple of contractors. And the homeowners or business owners know, hey, I got this excavation job. I fill out Home Advisor, and I got five guys who are going to quote me. So what is that home or business owner going to do? They're going to pick the cheapest one. In their mind, you're all trusted contractors on there, right?
Yeah.
So the guys who are at the top actually get majority of the calls, right? People usually aren't doing so much research about trying to get the cheapest possible guy. I would. You know, I'm just like that, you know, but most of them actually just call the top recommended guys where it's more of a quality of service, over quantity and discount, right? So we're kind of like, hey, you want it done right the first time? You want to make sure this guy's not a serial killer? here's our guys, you know, here's his reviews, here's his website, here's his phone number. Yeah. And so.
I wonder if it sounds better to have my name or not have my name.
Well, the only way to find out is to try. That's what I was telling you. You know, you already got Home Advisor, okay? You don't have to take my word for it, because I'm going to tell you Google's the best. It's not just my job, but that's just what I believe. And I work for a Google partner company. I'm a Google certified representative, you know? So...
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I'm always going to say Google's the best, you know? They've helped me pay my mortgage and put my kids in school, you know? So, of course. But some business owners think Home Advisor is great. Some of them really like it. You know, if you're one of those guys that's got a really low rate compared to some of these other excavation contractors, maybe you're charging $1,000 for most $1,500 jobs, so everybody's picking you on there, well, that might be great. You know, and you might want to stick with that. I don't know. If you're okay with charging $500 less and paying $50 a lead and it's helping you, you know, you feel like you got it down, more power to you. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I would definitely say, you know, run them side by side, and the proof's in the pudding. I don't want to bash them to gain your business, but I would love to show you and prove it to you. And you compare them side by side. It's kind of apples and oranges, really.
Mm-hmm.
Two totally different things. It's a whole different kind of conversation when somebody's calling you up asking for your help rather than you calling them back trying to convince them you're better than the last two or three guys they talked to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if, what if I go ahead and reach to it?
Even if you don't get them, you know, that's the problem too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was just trying to think of a better way to, you know, I really don't want to put expectation. And I don't know if I want to put my name on it, especially since we're merging. Mm-hmm. So, and then I don't want to change it. And then they think, well, what happened to that business? Did it fail? You know, Well, then they'll say, well, no, this is, they just changed the name of it. Why they changed the name of it? Are they running from people? You know? That's what I would think.
You gotta remember, this is Google. you're making a lot of hypotheticals, you know, that aren't actually.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. You don't know until you know. But you gotta understand that this has been in Google advertising has been going on since, you know, 2020. They were founded in 1996, and then they started.
No, yeah, I understand that.
22 years of ironing out these kinks, Ian. We know how to market it and how to get it all going. And I know. I understand your concerns. I'm hearing you. I don't want you to think that I'm disregarding your concerns, but they're not really valid. Once you have it up and running, you'll understand what I'm saying. It's we swap names, and all people see is names, addresses, and phone numbers, and reviews. You know, there's a website there. You know, unless they did business with you in the past, they won't even know that you're the same business. You know, they just go with, people trust Google. It's like an online word of mouth chain. People trust Google more than they trust their own family sometimes, more than they trust their own doctors. Doctors say they're fine. They go on Google and say they're dying. They're like, I'm dying. it's just because that's what's in their pocket. You know what I mean? And that's what's available to them at the moment they need it. And that's what makes it so lucrative for your industry. If I'm a guy, am a guy, but if I go into my backyard and I go, okay, well, obviously I'm going to have to hire a contractor for this. As a man, I'm going to do everything I can and not have to hire a contractor, but obviously it's going to get to a point where, okay, I need a contractor. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to pull out my phone right there with the shovel in the dirt, you know, and dive in. Contractors, and then I'm going to call one of these guys. I'm like, hey, when can you guys get out here? I got the job, you know. Money's not a thing, you know. I just need to get it done, and that's it. You know, it's simple. So it really just depends.
I wish people could text me instead of calling.
Yeah. I mean, like, your phone number's up there. If they want to, they can. They can if they want to, you know. If you put your cell phone up there. Yeah, it's a cell phone. So, you know, if I see guys up there, it doesn't have a link for me to text them. But if I freaking give it a ring, he doesn't answer, I can always click on it and text them and just say, hey, man, get back to me when you can. There's also a thing on your website. It's a contact us form. So if you don't answer the phone, it automatically navigates them there. They fill that out. That gets sent to your email, and you get a text notification, and it goes to your tracking system. So. That's why I'm telling you, all this stuff's been thought through, man. We don't want you losing customers.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we want you gaining customers, because that's what's going to keep you paying us. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid.
Well, I can't always answer the phone. I mean, I can talk a pretty good bit during the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not afraid to do it, but I would just rather see the text, call them back when I can.
Got another job. Well, yeah, well, that's your tracking system. It's going to be more so the catch for that. Most people aren't going to text you, but your tracking system will save their number, what service they looked up on Google before they called you, and the zip code that they called from, so you get an idea on where that is. And that way you could differentiate from people calling you personally and people who are calling you business-related off your Google listing. You could go back through those and call them back when you're available.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of your tracking system. It comes in the form of a downloadable app, too. We email it over to you, you download it and log in. That's all you need, man. It monitors it all for you. And that's a good tracking tool that we have, too, is because if you called me, like I was saying earlier, and you're like, hey, what am I paying you guys $200 every month for? I go, look. You know what I mean? Remember Becky? Here's the recording. Yeah, Becky paid you $2,500 for that excavation job. And that solely came from her finding you on Google. She said it right in the recording, you know. And so you're like, okay, you know, that's how we keep these guys coming back. You know, we show them that it's working. It's not a tangible product. So that's how we retain you guys. We show you it's making you money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what if we change the name to construction? Is Ian Robertson Construction for now? And then we'll change it to something else later.
Yeah, that's fine. I could do that, and we'll do all the online listing as construction. The good thing is we do a name, address, and phone number audit, so while we launch this, everything will get cleaned up. Everything has to do with your name, address, and phone number will get updated with what we submit today. And then if you change it, it'll get updated. So in real time, too. So you don't have to worry about going to each individual one and giving yourself headaches and trying to sit down and do all this stuff. You know, we'll just knock it out for you in a phone call.
Well, once Brandon and I talk about it, I mean, it may change again, but.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It might be Robertson and whatever his name is, construction.
Yeah.
Next week. Yeah. But that's fine. We'll send the PIN verification letter out. PIN verification letter takes about 5 to 7 days to get anyway. So you're not even going to see yourself up there until we get that postcard. That's got to go from California to Louisiana. So. You guys got time to talk it over, and we also would have to do a client interview with you tomorrow. So if you talk to him tonight and you want to switch it out tomorrow, we could still do that. You know, it's not all going to get finalized right here in this phone call. And then we still got to build a website for you too. That takes about 3 to 5 days just to get up and running. So, and then there's going to be changes that are going to keep happening. You know, maybe one month you do provide this service and the next month you decide, hey, I don't want to do any masonry work too, you know, and we could cut that out, change it on your website. So, you know, we continue to make sure it's accurate. We don't want to have you getting blown up with calls that are wasting your time or the end user's time at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I definitely need to know what's on the list because I don't do everything. So,
well, you decide what you're listed for, and that's what the client interview's for. So all that would happen right now is if you say, yeah, I want to do it, I'll start you up. You know, I'll verify some basic information, Ian Robertson Construction, address, email. I'll secure the first month's payment of the $199. Spot's yours. Client interviews tomorrow. You know, we'll set it up at a set time for you. We'll have recommendations on your keywords based off what people are searching for the most. You have final say on everything. We're representing you at the end of the day. So you decide how your company's listed, what kind of calls you're going to get, what areas people are seeing you in, how your website's going to look. You know, we're just doing all the technical stuff. You know, but we're picking your brain.
Gotcha.
You know? So you don't got to get on a computer or nothing like that, but we're going to have questions, make sure we're representing you properly. And once that's done, we're just waiting on your postcard in the mail. You know, and that postcard, like I said, 5 to 7 days. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. And when we get that 5-digit number, we go live with everything, and your phone's going to start ringing. You know, try to answer the calls and get good reviews, and we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. Well, if for some reason I can't talk tomorrow, you can talk to him about it because me and him talk. I mean, that's the phone conversation
is available for the client interview. But if you sign up with me today, you're committing to a month. You know, there's if you say yes to this and I fill the spot with you guys, there's no canceling it tomorrow. You know, because once I send out that PIN verification and everything, that costs money to do. And I'm already giving you guys a discounted rate, so I can't run the risk of you canceling after the first month. That's going to cost us money. We would actually lose money at the discounts that I approved for you guys if you canceled after.
Oh, okay. I thought you said earlier, if I decide I don't want to do it, it wasn't going to be any cost. I'm sorry.
Well, it's no cost to you to cancel. It would cost us, though. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to do that either.
Yeah, well, I'm putting the money where the mouth is, though. I'm saying I'm confident it's going to work for you. You're thinking worst-case scenario, but I just want you to understand where I'm coming from. I know the guy that was in this area before and was doing this, that's moving to another area, and he was doing fine.
Yeah.
He was doing great, actually.
Who was it?
So I'm not really supposed to give out that information.
I mean, all I have to do is go on Google and see his name, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You'll see him rotate off and you rotate in.
I didn't know if I know him.
You might, you know? You might, realistically. But there's just a thing, like if somebody called me and said, hey, is Ian working with you guys? I don't know, ask Ian.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Like that's just, I don't do that. Yeah. Hey, what's Ian's credit card number? I don't know, ask Ian.
Yeah.
Asking the wrong guy. I don't disclose. That's why I'm here. You know, been doing this for 10 years. Yeah. But
so hopefully it all works out. Hopefully it's not
it will.
Than a headache than what I already have.
I wouldn't even put myself in this kind of position where I'm building a guy a website and everything if I didn't think he was going to be willingly coming back every month.
Gotcha.
But usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10, you don't have a problem coming back. And that's not hard to do.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you can see what all I've done so far, but man, if you'd be a fly on the wall, you'd be like, man, these guys, we've been working so hard these past 2 weeks. No idea.
I'll tell you this, my company doesn't mess up, and Google doesn't make a lot of mistakes on the people that they qualify for getting on the first page. That's why Google's the number one search engine in the world. You ever notice you go to Google, you usually find what you're looking for pretty quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Because Google does a lot of research before they just go recommending some people. You know, we're not just going to throw anybody up there, so... I would say that I agree with you. You're working hard and you're moving in the right direction, or we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That means nothing to me. Meaning, like, I have no clue what you mean by that because I'm not on your side.
Yeah.
You're
doing the right things. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of business owners out there that somehow think that clients are just going to magically fall from the sky one day without them marketing themselves on Google or pushing for it or working hard or making sure their reviews are proper and they're taking care of people. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that just think that, hey, you know, I'm a business owner and they get run with the label. You know, a business owner is a servant just like anybody else. You know, if you don't, then your business is going to suck, you know? So.
Yep.
What I'm saying is from what you've done out there, we can't find anything negative.
Yeah.
You know?
I got you.
So, you deserve the benefit of the doubt, you know, innocent until proven otherwise. So, we list you up there.
Yeah.
And if things start falling through the cracks, I might come to a month where I go, look, man, keep your money. We don't care. Next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that happens. You know? It's not about that. It's about making sure everybody's getting taken care of on both sides of it. It's not just about you making money, you know. If you go out there and you start getting 1-star reviews, and I got to dispute reviews for you every other day, I'd rather not have the headache.
Yeah.
You know, I can go find a guy that'll pay me $3.99 for the same placement just to get your book of business that comes with being up there.
Yeah. So, what time do you guys work till this evening?
I'm here for another 45 minutes or so, the top of the hour.
I'm sure you're busy with that, right? With something else.
Oh, yeah.
I just really wish, even if I commit to this, I still wish that one of y'all, it doesn't have to be you, can talk to him and explain at least half of what you explained to me. That way.
Huh. I mean, for anybody, it's going to be difficult, Ian. I mean, I've been doing this 10 years, and, every time somebody asks me, they pull up to my car and go, what do you do? And I go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Because it's just one of those things, you know. It's not like I can just go, I'm an excavation contractor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not something that's just so easily explained like that, you know. Okay, our company's I work with a Google partner. We help businesses get listed on the first page of the Google search results in order to generate more customers for them. In turn, that helps Google generate about 85% to 90% of Google's income. You know? I mean, if I wanted to put it in the simplest terms, but if you wanted to explain to your partner, I spent $200 for a month to advertise on Google. I mean, that would basically be the gist of explaining it, and we're going to see how it goes. You know, because, I can't guarantee you're going to get clients from this. Google doesn't allow us to do that. All we can do is put you up there, tell the community you're the best. You know, you'll see yourself amongst the best. And the hope is that continues to generate the clients that it's generated in the past. But I can't even guarantee you customers from it. You know what I mean? Realistically.
Okay.
So all you'd be explaining to him is, hey, I want to see how Google takes care of our how Google works out for us if we put ourselves up there. So I tried it out for a month, and that's basically what he needs to know, you know, if he wants to change.
No,
the
he needs to know everything that I know, because we're in business together. That's why I say I want him to know everything that I know now, and I can't remember half the stuff we talked about.
Yeah.
But man, look, you do this every day. I get the gist of it, and I can probably remember most of it, but
there's the opportunity to put yourself on Google that's not always available to you guys. Let's put it that way. It's not every day we can just slap you up there. It's not Home Advisor. Home Advisor, your money's green. You're fresh out of high school. You want some excavation leads? Sure. Let's do it. They'll give it to you. Google doesn't work like that. Yep. You got to have a spot open. You got to qualify. We got to reach out to you. Okay. Now you're here. You know what I mean? The spot fills. Who knows when the next one becomes available? You got to wait. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't like it, you guys can go back to paying for the lead. You know what I mean? But I don't think you're going to want to go back to paying for the lead when you have people.
I'm wanting us both to agree on it and cancel.
That's what it is. You're not planning on running them congruently. Well, that's what, but my angle is this. I'm like, put them side by side. You know, that's where I'm coming from. I don't want to be on the call because this call's recorded, but that's the only reason where I'm not saying what you're saying doesn't make sense. It makes sense. If I was you, I'd probably be thinking the same way. But from my perspective, the call's recorded, so I can't be telling you to cancel Home Advisor blatantly and go with us.
No, that's what I said. No, I didn't want us to three-way. I was going to let you call him, but that's okay. I mean, like, I can try to relay it the best I can.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to put me on hold and give them a call, I'm not stopping you. You know? It's not like these guys are going to sell it while I have you on the line anyway. It's not like the spot's going anywhere. Because they have to get it. Well, it's not going to go anywhere while I'm on the phone. No, because it still has to go.
That's what I meant. I meant, like, you could talk to him by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That way I wasn't interrupting.
I hear you. But at the end of the day, we have you as the business owner on the account. So even if he says, yeah, let's go with it, I can't authorize a transaction with him. So now I'm jumping back and calling you back. You know what I mean? And then so I'm back and forth, you know? So I'm just kind of like,
Well, now I have to call him and then call you back.
Give him a call. That's what I'm saying. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I was telling you, you could three-way him, put me on hold and call him, but if you don't want to do that and you just want to call me back, that's fine too. As long as the spot's open, I can put you up there. I'm just saying, we got to have a spot open. That's all. And I don't want to be on the recording telling you to cancel Home Advisor. It sounds like that's about.
No, that's not what you – no. That was my idea because I'm tired of fooling with them.
Well, it sounds like you already have your mind made up on that. So
I wanted him to know everything.
I got you.
Like in a positive way. Like I'm kind of excited about it, and now it's like, I don't know. It's a good thing, and I wanted him to hear everything, and not all jumbled and mixed up coming from me.
Yeah. I mean,
do you have an email that he could read?
I sent you a text with the link to the pricing page.
Yeah.
And so if you click on that, it has everything we're doing for you with the numbers next to it. I thought you looked at that.
Okay. No, I haven't looked at anything.
Here, well, let me show you. Okay, so go to your text messages. It's from an 877 number.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say, hi, this is John. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. I sent it about 30 minutes ago.
Okay, hold on.
The first text was even longer. The first text was, dang, we've been on the phone for a minute.
Well,
54 minutes. That's got to be a record for me. I don't like talking on the phone, in case you haven't been able to tell.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah, I could tell you got the same tone about it as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even tell Brandon, I said, just text me. I don't feel like talking anymore today.
Yeah, about 90% right, of the workers downstairs are girls. They love talking on the phone. and what? We get to talk on the phone all day to business owners and get paid for it. And they love what they do.
So just sending this?
Yeah, so if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll be able to see our Google Partner badge there, showing we're the highest rated Google Partner in the industry. That's live link to google.com/partners, in case you want to make sure you guys are working with the right people and not making another home advisor hiccup. And then just under that, you'll start seeing a bunch of packages and pricing structures a lot higher than what I quoted you. But what I have you on is the Pro Package. It's advertised at $499 with the $299 setup fee.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep going down there. I'll say Pro. So I got you on that package for $199, and then I waived the setup fee. So that's why I'm telling you, if you tried this and then canceled it after a month, we would lose money. I mean,
yeah.
Normally it's $898 the first month, and then $499 each month after that, you know. So
yeah, and well, like, all right. So you have to understand that I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. So maybe
I know that.
One.
That's why I'm like,
I'm gonna be really
make it
really appreciative of you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So if I don't sound like it today, it's because I'm very skeptical and I'm very new and lost to this. So
yeah,
like
the reason I'm being like that too, and I'm kind of like, because I've been doing this for a long time, not on the phones. I was on the phones for a long time before. But usually when I talk to a guy and they're like, hey, let me talk to my partner, or hey, send me an email, or hey, call me back.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are never the guys that end up on the first page.
Why?
Because we usually fill it by the time we get back to them, or by the time they get back to us, or you know what I mean? There's a whole list of you guys.
Yeah.
So for us, it doesn't make sense when you got 36 guys in a 30-mile radius that do excavation, and I put the listing on hold because I sent this guy an email, you know, or this guy wants to talk to his partner, or this guy wants to think about it when I'm already giving him a discounted rate. How would I look if I go to our higher-ups and they're just like, dude, there's a list right there of more of them. Just, you know, take the next one. Don't put it on a hold for this guy that might do it at half price. I think you would tell your employees the same thing, you know? So if I did that and then you didn't do it, and I just set us back a whole day on getting the listing filled for a maybe. So that's kind of why my tone is just kind of like, okay. Okay, you know, I'll think about it. I want to do it. Because there's other guys that are like, hey, we've been in business for 2 years waiting for a spot to open up. You know, I'll call them up, hey, the spot's open. All right, you guys are local spot. Google. Yeah, okay, go. You know, so there's other guys that we've had this conversation with a year ago when there was a spot open, and then now it's open again. You know what I mean? So it's just different.
Yeah.
And you're just really new, so it's all I have to re-explain it, whereas, hey, maybe we don't get it here, but then a year from now, it's like, okay, yeah, let's do it. But that, then you're also going back to doing what? Paying per lead? If you're already planning on leaving that, then it's time to do something different, you know? The definition of insanity is doing the same stuff and expecting a different result. If you're already over it at this point, I'm pretty sure 9 months from now, you're still going to be over it and kicking yourself that you didn't do it the first time around. They could change the outlook of your business. That's the difference between working full-time and having it be a part-time thing and working your day job for the next 9 months to a year. It's really those kind of decisions, you know? So I put you in a position where it's less than half our traditional rate. It's month-to-month. I waive your setup fee. So you're not buying into anything long-term. The only person taking a risk here is our company. If you cancel it, we take the loss. But I'm hoping that you see we built your website. We generated some clients for you. It's better than Home Advisor. You got out of that. You saved money. You made more. And then we're talking about the next month and the next month and the next month. Reoccurring, that $199 will make sense after a little while.
Yeah.
You know? And if you turn into a long-term client, then, you know, it makes sense. you got to remember, Google has these accounts for every business owner that's up there across the United States in every industry. That's where all their money comes from. People don't know that. Then they just take that money and they reinvest it into making all kinds of other junk. YouTube. All those YouTubers get paid from the business owners that are marketing themselves on Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really where the money's made right here. It's where all Google's income comes from.